the versatilely educated Princess Maria Christina von Dietrichstein at Mikolov Chateau. For aristocratic ladies living in the 18th century, it was certainly not common to have such a multifaceted scientific education as Countess Maria Christina von Thun und Hohenstein, 1738-1788, had received in her childhood and youth. Prince Karl Johann Dietrichstein, whom Countess Thun Hohenstein married, was, like his wife, open to the ideas of enlightenment. Princess von Dietrichstein's interest in the ideas of the Mikolov native, Josef von Sonnenfels, she was even one of the few women to subscribe to his collected works, probably led to the formation of the informal group known under the name of the Dietrichstein Enlightenment Circle, whose educated members were also the bearers of reform proposals, particularly in the field of economy. One of the members of the Mikolov Circle was the Dietrichstein's private tutor, the alchemist and Freemason Jean-Nicolas Dufour. He came from Switzerland at the instigation of Prince Dietrichstein and served as the provost of Mikolov from 1781 to 1809. He also cooperated closely with Princess Maria Christina. He created a natural educational plan according to Helvetian principles for her son, but was also engaged in scientific research. Like Princess von Dietrichstein, Dufour also allegedly used the chemistry alchemy laboratory at Mikolov Chateau. This remarkable woman showed unceasing scientific interest in many fields of natural sciences throughout her life. Proof of this comes not only from her activity in the chemistry alchemy laboratory and her extensive private library, which in 1770 contained 500 books on chemistry and the natural sciences, among other fields. She also had large collections of minerals, fossils, shells, corals, and insects, which she herself had collected, bought, or received as gifts. This scientific collection, a source of inspiration in so many ways, was situated in glass-fronted cabinets in the library of Mikolov Chateau until 1945, and the part that has been preserved to the present day is an exceptional example of how mineralogical and paleontological collections were created at the end of the 18th century. One person who played a major part in the scientific organization and additions to the mineralogical and paleontological collections was the then leading expert in mineralogy and geology, Ignaz von Born, who was responsible for putting together a great many mineralogical collections classified on the basis of inner, i.e. chemical, attributes. The Dietrichstein collection was organized similarly to the court mineralogical cabinet put together by Born in Vienna. From metals through flammable minerals, salts, soils, and stones, rocks, volcanic slags, to fossils. The collection included a number of interesting exhibits from the territories of the Austrian monarchy, where Born had worked and travelled. The princess's collection of minerals, rocks, and fossils was probably moved to Mikolov Chateau from Vienna in around 1784, but Maria Christina von Dietrichstein did not publish the Catalogue des Naturalien Cabinets, Catalogue of the Cabinet of the Products of Nature, of her collection until 1787, a year before her death. The collection contained 2,156 specimens, of which 1,216 have been preserved. Ignaz von Born also had close ties with Maria Christina's husband, Prince Dietrichstein. Both gentlemen held prominent positions in the Viennese Freemasonry Lodge. Born also probably assisted in the creation of the princess's zoological collection, although little of this has been preserved. The Dietrichstein entomological and botanical collections shared the same fate.